Tonight, the Charlotte Hornets are playing the Orlando Magic in the NBA playoffs in a series that could be the last ever for the North Carolina City. The team is hoping to move to New Orleans in the offseason after finishing next to last this year in attendance. Charlotte was once among the NBA's most popular teams. In the 80s and 90s, it enjoyed more than 300 consecutive sellouts. But in recent years, fans abandoned the Hornets. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports on why.
In the first round of the NBA playoffs, the Charlotte Hornets have the home court advantage at a court that's not likely to be their home much longer.
And now, get on your feet and greet your Charlotte Hornets!
Coming off their sixth consecutive winning season, the Hornets opened the playoffs in an arena that was more than half empty. Only about 10,000 fans showed up for each of their two home playoff games against the Orlando Magic. Gary Sugg was part of the sparse crowd rooting for the Hornets in the postseason. He's been following the team since it came to Charlotte in 1988.
For the first 10 years, it was a sellout every game. So, I mean, it's just been, the fans are just not buying the tickets, so they're not coming.
This month, even as the Hornets are vying for the Eastern Conference Championship, team owners are finalizing plans to abandon Charlotte, where they say they're losing $25 million a year. They're seeking league approval to move to New Orleans, a city that's offering a new arena and millions of dollars in government incentives.
Go Hornets! Yes!
As she cheered the Hornets during the playoffs, fan Susie Love said she's resigned to the fact that the team is likely to leave.
Breaks my heart. For me, kids, everybody, you know, it's my team, I love them.
Charlotte isn't the only NBA franchise having attendance problems, but it is among the most unlikely. When businessman George Shin brought the Hornets to town 14 years ago, they were an instant hit, and Shin an instant hero. The city held a parade for him, the governor proclaimed a day in his honor, and Charlotte, already a top market for college basketball, embraced the NBA. David Fleming, a Charlotte writer for ESPN, the magazine, says the Hornets were the hottest ticket in town.
The Hornets, to a lot of people in this city, made Charlotte a quote-unquote world-class city. And the city fell in love with the team. You know, they would give standing ovations for 20-point losses to the Cleveland Cavaliers. I mean, this town loved and embraced the Hornets.
But the love affair began to sour in the mid-1990s, and like a lot of broken romances, the culprits were money and sex. First, fans grew frustrated that Shin traded away star players because of their high salaries. Then, Shin became embroiled in an embarrassing scandal when three women accused him of sexual misconduct. He eventually was acquitted in civil court, but not before a lurid trial that Fleming says alienated many fans.
You know, this is a Bible Belt town that suddenly became ashamed to cheer for the Hornets. And that, more than anything, I think, was what permanently turned the town against George Shin.
In the years that followed, the Hornets' problems multiplied. Several players got in trouble with the law. One was killed drag racing on a Charlotte street. Shin and his partner, Ray Wooldridge, created a political firestorm when they demanded a new arena. The city's voters soundly rejected it. And with each controversy, fan support melted away. John Connaughton is a sports economist at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte.
As the attendance dwindled and the animosity rose between the city and the team, there wasn't as much excitement and energy in the arena when you'd go to a game. Atmosphere is a fragile thing, and this team had it, the city had it for a while, and it just dropped off.
These days, George Shin rarely is seen in Charlotte. He and Wooldridge haven't attended a Hornets game in months. They've rebuffed offers to sell the team to buyers who would keep it in town and now spend much of their time in New Orleans. The Hornets' remaining fans detect the end is near. After games, they crowd around souvenir stands, discussing the future as they look over Hornets' t-shirts and hats.
Might as well get one now since you're going to be in New Orleans next year.
No, they're not.
Are they going to leave, man?
No.
Ain't nobody out there keeping them here.
Well, you're right about that.
The NBA Board of Governors is expected to decide next month whether to approve the move to New Orleans, where the Hornets say they've already sold 10,000 season tickets for next year. Meanwhile, Charlotte leaders hope that if the Hornets leave, the city could lure another NBA team. They're confident that with new owners and a fresh start, Charlotte could regain its reputation as a hotbed for pro basketball.
Come on, George, shoot it, George!
Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Charlotte.